Well, I understand there's some exciting festivities going on up at the Denali National Park and Preserve this weekend. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Absolutely. On Sunday, Denali will mark an incredible milestone in the park's history as we highlight our 100th birthday during our Winterfest weekend, and we have a lot of great activities planned over the next 3 days. For those who want to come up to the park this evening, we're going to have a family camping event at the Riley Creek Campground. We're also going to have a Winterfest weekend kickoff at the McKinley Park Community Center. On Saturday, we've got a whole day of activities that involve youth cross-country ski races, guided snowshoe walks, dog sled rides for the kids, a snow block sculpting competition, and tons of other great activities. And people can find all of the details on those events on our website.
Well, I could not think of a better weekend for winter camping. It's nice to have fresh snow, and it just makes it so magical. Well, what are the temperatures this weekend?
It's 30 degrees right now in the park, and it's going to stay in the high 20s throughout the weekend. And we encourage everybody to come out for the weekend, because on Sunday we're going to have a big birthday event where we have cake. We've got some historic presentations planned, lots of great learning events at our Miri Science and Learning Center. So basically fun for all ages. This is the 17th year that we've done Winterfest, and this is the first year that we're actually going to carry it over a whole weekend for our centennial event. Another special thing that's new this year is that we're opening the Denali Visitor Center, which typically would stay closed until the summer season kicks off. We've got a lot of new activities this year, and we'd love to have a full house.
People are a little more willing to do the winter camping.
Absolutely, and anybody who's hardy enough to come and give it a go, we encourage them to come. They just need to check in our trails office to let us know that they're going to be there, but absolutely, there's no charge for that. It's a big campground. It's right near the entrance, so it's easy access. It's also very close to the Winter Visitor Center, which is the Miri Science and Learning Center.
Oh, great. So they can camp out all night, and then if they feel like they want to get out of their wet boots, they can go to the Visitor Center for activities on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Let us know, what are some of the evening activities starting this Friday night?
Oh, we have a wonderful Winterfest weekend kickoff event. That's going to be at the McKinley Park Community Center. It's hosted by our partner, the Denali Education Center. They're going to have a brew and cocktail concoction competition, so they're encouraging everybody to bring samples to share with the other visitors. You can also bring an appetizer or dessert to share. There's going to be live music, and they're also going to have Denali 100th birthday cupcakes. In addition, those visitors that come out will be given a commemorative Denali Winterfest mug that is also provided by our partner, the Zero Landfill Initiative.
Bring your own mugs. You might moonshine, concoctions, and cake.
Yes, exactly. And there'll be a lot of fun. It's a big community event. That's one of the great things about Winterfest, is that the whole Denali borough comes together, and the park and all of our partners are in and around the area. It's just a wonderful time with a lot of events for people of all ages.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.